Top five words that are funny for no reason when you're stoned. Bouffant. Macadamia.
It smells so good in here.
Hi. It's the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along, 503-733-2970. You can also email if you want, it's rick@rickemerson.com. So apparently we're not going to die from the plague. Just so you know, so you can check that off. Note how he didn't even want to talk about the Cruise home thing. I tossed it, I'm like, so, Tom Cruise. You know what I should have told him? Jim Roop from CNN. I should have told him that we passed over somebody from People magazine to have him on today.
I thought you were going to. No. I was surprised you didn't.
No, because here's the thing. I came in this morning, and you saw this too. I came in and there was a little thing from in my box from CNN. It was like, would you, Rick Emerson, like to have blah, 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 the editor for People magazine on to talk about Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes? And you know what I said? I said no. I said, I will pass over
that. You said
that.
A stern no. You were very against it.
I said, well, because it's not so much that I'm opposed to having somebody from People magazine on. It's that I'm a big believer in the Roop brand. I'm a big believer in Jim Roop. And, of course, I brought
because
him
by
on.
Because therefore believing in Jim Roop, we got no Katie Holmes news.
Because I'm like, what about Katie?
Name one People magazine reporter. 5 seconds. One, two, three. Time's up. I think that's the answer.
The best part is like, let's talk about, you know, Tom Cruise. Screw the immigrants! And he was just like, he was off and running. So, it's like how Kyle used to be when we would talk about Art Alexakis. Do you remember that? I'd be like, so Everclear. And in the background, Kyle, screw him! You know, he's just like piping up in the background for no reason. By the way, speaking of Everclear, and I'm going
to
play
whatever happened to Art Alexakis?
I think he's still here.
Here in the building? What is he like? Is he temping?
Yeah, he's living in the basement.
I thought that's where your coin is.
No, I see him. Yeah, he lives with me.
Okay. By the way, I'm going to do this, and then we're not going to play it anymore. The Pointer Sisters have been dead for like a week now, but I have been promising to play. Well, there will be other Pointer deaths, and we'll play this again. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to play this real quickly so I can check it off the list of things to do, since we did mention Art Alexakis, and we don't have the Everclear sounder that we used to have anymore. Okay. This is the Pointer Sisters, Fire. If anybody out there has ever wondered where every Everclear song ever written came from, wonder no longer, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
It's so
rinse,
bland.
Repeat. And then insert lines about my dad wouldn't buy me a pony or whatever.
He would never
play
baseball.
Hey, I know you like that song.
I do. They're catchy songs. I'm not going to deny it. Everclear songs are very catchy. All I'm saying is there is what we might charitably refer to as a trademark sound.
That's one wall of sound.
There you go. Are you mouthing Everclear lyrics right now?
Yeah, it totally is.
We could do like a mega mix over the top of this.
I'm riding in.
And then, of course, it all falls apart here.
That Alex.
And there's even the. See, they even got a little tambourine going in the background there.
Yes,
all Everclear. You need is a breakdown part where she inserts a lot of woes and yas. You know?
I just
say
no.
Whoa.
I say I don't like it.
Yeah.
But you know right. I'm alive.
Here's a little known fact about. Never mind. We should never. She's going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not even going to go. I'm not just, you know. It's,
yeah, I think we took it out with
the it's not polite
bag.
To make fun of the dead.
Zing! All right, it's 503-733. Look at this stupid people emailing in about the... Okay, listen to this. This one just says, that name sucks. How about midget pounding? Okay, yeah, see, this what? Is... Everybody who says that this sucks, they have no... They're nothing better. Andrew from the band emails in and says, about Raiders of the Lost Rock. That apparently went over like a lead balloon. Andrew, by the way... Everybody out there who knows a little rock history knows that Led Zeppelin got their name because everybody thought the band was doomed and everybody said it was going to go over like a lead balloon or a Led Zeppelin. Rick, our good friend Nate emails in. Subject line is Raiders of ... He then says, oh, God, I can't even finish the name. It's that bad. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I am shocked and appalled, Mr. Emerson. Shocked and appalled.
Is that my Nate?
Yes, it is your Nate. Yes, yes. By the way, we'd like to thank Nate for inflicting allergens upon everybody in the studio by sending and by making all other men in the building look bad guy by comparison, by the way, because he sent Sarah a huge during the break we just got a huge bouquet of flowers. Are these, did he pay for these himself, do you suppose? Because I remember when I was unemployed, but we had an anniversary to celebrate or something, I would surprise Laura with flowers that I had to put on her own credit card. And well, so it's like, she's like, oh, you shouldn't have. And then, she, like, 30 days later, she'd get the bill, like, oh, you shouldn't have.
You know? Really shouldn't have.
It did include a card that isn't his handwriting. So it looks like some, you know, secretarial woman.
Warmest greetings. Well, yours, Nate.
It's so weird to see, you know, like, a message from somebody, but written by somebody else.
Best wishes. I have a not unwarm feeling when I think of you. Sincerely, Nathaniel.
All right.
Thank you, Nathan.
He did email me this morning, by the way, and he's like, hey, is it okay if I deliver flowers during the whatever? Can I?
Oh,
can
you
I...
knew.
Yeah, of course I knew. When you thought, nothing happens here without my say-so. Thank you. Thank you. He emailed nobody. He's like, can I have flowers delivered? What's your address? That's why I asked you what the address was this morning.
And I'm grunting.
I did specify, though. He's like, can I have flowers delivered? If so, when? And I said, you know, as long as you do it between 1 and 3 so all of the other women in the building see it and become seethingly jealous. That's really what matters.
That's the only reason why you want
them
at work.
Of course. Why the hell? Otherwise, you just get them at home. Flowers, schmowers. All right. Let's see. I'm just, let's see, how about the band name? That sounds like a moderately acceptable band name. How about Rock Sequitur? No. How about we never do that?
That's a bit clinical.
How about, this email says, I adore you, but that name sucks. How about Rock of Placenta? Glengarry Glen Placenta. okay. What else do we have here? Rick, I have got it. I promise. Okay, the subject line of this email is, I know, we had a good 2 hours where this show is tight and bright and out of sight, as they say. And now we've got all,
My God, is it already 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it really is.
Wow.
But listen to this email from Dan. He says, I have the band name, I promise. His email says, Rick, this is it. This is the name for the band. Are you prepared? The name of your band, then he puts again, this is really it, should be... A million rocked faces. And then he says, I await your praise. Dan, P1 in Portland.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, okay. Moving on.
You know what? I think we should just pick a symbol for them and just refer to them as the artists formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus.
I think they ought to just cut the cord and just call themselves Bigger Than Jesus. That's my suggestion.
I wonder why.
Because it allows me to whore my... anyway... let's see.
T-shirts.
Raiders of the Lost suck. Let's see. Fraggle Rick. The After Rock. Out of the Closet into the Fire. Boobs.
That's self-explanatory.
God, at least nobody's made the obligatory. Call themselves free beer! let's see. God, what else do we have here? All these phone calls together. We did really well for 2 hours, and now we've got nothing. I mean, we have stuff. We've just sort of gotten off the rails. It's when I played that Pointer Sisters song. Let me just read a couple of these here. How about The Unpleasantness?
Oh.
Well, The Unpleasantness isn't terrible, except you don't want them to align themselves with something bad. You know, like call themselves The Gout or something. I mean, The Unpleasantness seems like...
The Black Plague.
Yeah, the liquefied intestines. How about Crap Hound? Okay, that email kind of went south real quickly. Let's see. As for not coming to the party, Rick, you are killing me with a guilt, Rick. Cut it out, Mary. Well,
as it should be.
You know, here's the thing is, that, you know a real easy way to make that guilt go away?
You attend
Rick Emerson Listener Party number 9 happening
bring others.
Tomorrow. You bring your friends, bring your coworkers, bring your loved ones. If you don't like it, bring enemies. Let me tell you exactly how far away it is. It's 1 day, 4 hours, 53 minutes, and 22 seconds from now, Mark. There you go. You got to be there. You got to attend. If you don't, listen, I'm telling you now, if you don't come, if the people do not turn out, this is kind of like when the faith healer brings the guy up on stage and they're going to make him...
struck by the Black Plague on Friday.
When they bring the guy in the wheelchair up whose spine is broken and they try to make him walk again and they can't, and then they just say, it's because your faith is not strong enough. So this is what I'm saying. If you fail to turn out, if the support is not there, if they don't feel like the power of the people is behind this show... I cannot be responsible for the consequences. I cannot be responsible.
Before?
No. None of us will be told before.
You're the program director.
I can't be, I'm just saying if that happens, I can't be responsible for whatever happens after the fact. And this is what it'll sound like again. No warning. No heads up. They won't tell you in advance. There'll be no goodbyes. You'll tune in. It'll be the Archies. No one wants this again. Waking That's the only observation I make. Really, what would you
That's
rather...
That's for a very tiny audience.
That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll
As
take...
As we all know.
Phone calls here in just a minute, then we'll go to the city desk. This email is from our good friend Patrick. Subject line, listener party opening. Rick, I'm on the inside, as you might say. How cool is the opening for your listener party? I imagine it's the coolest opening ever of any kind. I'm going to try and leave class early. See, this is, listen to this. Now, this Patrick guy, he's attending college to make something of himself, to have a fruitful and productive life, to provide for himself and his future children. And yet, he is leaving class, and he has a test. I know for a fact he has a test at college. He's leaving early to get to this party. He says the revolution will be televised. All right. Let's see. Do I have anything else here? Blah, blah, blah.
Can we say anything about the intro?
No. Just that it's fantastic. Just that it's going to make people weep and cry and cheer and stand on chairs.
It made me a little misty.
It really, it's going to make you,
it's riveting.
It's really well put together.
It really is shades of Rocky running to the top of the courthouse steps, looking over at the city, raising his fists in glorious golden triumph.
That's not in the video.
No, that's not in the video. We thought about that, though. We thought about a big thing of me just running and then, like, but really, there's nowhere to run to. There's really just like to a Starbucks or something, and then like, you know, whoo, facing the city. But that didn't really work. Let's go to the, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, Rick. This is Elder Jack. How are you?
Elder Jack. How are you, sir?
Good. I remember you, in Salt Lake City.
God bless you. So you are an old school, now are you now living in Portland?
Yes, sir.
Elder Jack. See, it's a Mormon thing. Are you going to be attending tomorrow?
Well, I'm calling. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. What questions could there be other than where and when?
Well, I know that.
Any other questions paint you as a sissy. What are the questions?
Is there parking for bicycles?
Of course. It's Portland. There's parking for bicycles everywhere. There's
are they safe there?
What do you mean?
Are they? Then they won't be stolen.
Well,
that's all I have.
I guess that depends. Are you going to lock it up with twine?
No, just...
You got a bike lock? No, look, I tell you, and Sarah and I can both attest to this. In fact, I biked to Sabala's last night because I'm trying to get rid of those last pesky 45 pounds before the party. And I bicycled to Sabala's last night. I know Sarah has done that frequently. Locked my bike up out front. And this is in southeast Portland where life is cheap. I have my bike there like 4 hours, no problems.
So I'll bring a couple of my good friends, Elder Barry and Elder Skelter. Can they come?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Let me just with a whole lot of the.
Hello.
Thank you. Yes, yes, they can. And yes, there are places to secure your bicycles.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I don't want my bicycle stolen. Yes, that's all we have.
Yes, man. I know. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay. No, but I knew it, like our good friend Nate. He bikes everywhere. So if you are coming on foot, it's fine. If you're coming in a car, it's fine. If you're coming by land, by sea, by boat, by air, doesn't matter.
I'm just gonna walk.
Well, yeah, because you can just then stagger home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
How about speed limit 65?
I'm sorry?
This is Marty. How about speed limit 65?
As for the name of the band?
Yes.
All right.
We'll do it.
Thank you, Marty.
All right.
Okay, there you go. Thank
That's
you.
That.
All right.
That was quick.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the city desk.
From higher top to bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk news detail rather reporting. Oh, here we go again. Failure in Iraq is not an option, says President Bush. There is a danger in Iraq for not forming a unity government.
We also recognize that vacuums in the political process create opportunity for malfeasance and harm.
Yeah.
And so we assure these governors that we understand full well that the political process in Iraq must occur soon.
When is that cut from? Is that even from this year?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's recent. He says Iraq must form a unity government.
All right.
We fully recognize that the Iraqis must step up and form a unity government so that those who went to the polls to vote recognize that a government will be in place to respond to their needs.
The government doesn't respond to our needs here. Why should the Iraqis get all the benefits? When they're able to pave a goddamn pothole in front of my street here, like in America, where I'm paying, the government's taking a huge bite out of my ass every 15 days, then the Iraqis can get a government. You wait in line like everybody else. No cuts.
Meanwhile, this will make Jim Roop happy. The government is making plans for large-scale detention centers in case of an emergency influx of immigrants. Halliburton won a $385 million contract to build these.
Of course.
And it says on their website, the contract is for effective immediately, provides for establishing temporary detention and processing capabilities to argument ICE detention and removal operations programs facilities in case of an emergency influx of immigrants into the U.S.
What is an emergency influx of immigrants?
I don't know. They got to call it. They're making $385,000 to do this.
Well, okay.
Meanwhile, well, I'm sure you're dusting off that lawnmower now that spring is upon us, but cutting the grass is a dangerous activity. A new study reports lawnmowers cause 80,000 injuries requiring hospitalization every year. Professor David Boucher of the Johns Hopkins Institute of Public Health says many of the injured, yes, are our most precious natural resource, their children.
It reminds parents that when they're mowing the lawn, they have to keep all of the children out of the lawn. Send them indoors or someplace else while the grown-ups are mowing the lawn. There's no reason the child should be on the lawn because sticks and stones come shooting out of the chute.
Sticks and stones come shooting out of the chute.
But names will always hurt me. The professor says adults should never give rides on lawnmowers to children.
The reason I even did the study was I had to take care of an 11-year-old ballerina who was on Dad's lap, and the lawnmower tipped over with the blade spinning. And she lost her foot.
She'll never dance again.
She'll just sort of stump around.
A major snowstorm is leaving parts of Montana and the Dakotas buried in the white stuff.
She could probably twirl pretty well, though. Like if you just affixed the stump to the ground.
Meteorologist Joe Bosick says it's not a good idea to travel to areas hit by heavy snow, which he described.
It's a very heavy, wet snow, too. But we tend to see that more in the springtime.
Just like
and
that
also
wet rain they had in North Dakota.
Fall, some of those initial snowstorms that pound the region tend to have a very high moisture content.
So this is snow made out of water, not the other kind made out of oobleck.
Correct. Okay. This is Dakota Snow.
Okay. Dakota Snow. That could be Sarah's porn name. That's your porn name right there, Dakota Snow. Just like in case anybody should ask.
Okay.
All right.
Time for Darwin Watch.
Here's your Darwin Watch.
The bad stuff is about to go down.
Wednesday.
Don't.
I ate all my caps.
Don't.
My parents won't let me use scissors.
Don't.
Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Hell. Ow! My heart just stopped. Ah, there it goes.
A hospital patient is being treated with a... Oh, he was being treated with a flammable gel.
I don't think he's being treated for anything anymore. I think he's being treated with formaldehyde in a box.
He was being treated with a flammable gel where a skin condition has died after being engulfed in flames as he lit a cigarette. It is believed the 60-year-old was smoking on a fire escape.
It is believed that he was smoking. When they found him,
on
anyway.
On a fire escape at Doncaster Road.
He was on the fire escape?
Yeah. So there's no smoke inside the hospital.
It didn't work, did it?
It didn't. So he was taken to another hospital with severe burns and later died.
He was taken to another hospital?
Mm-hmm.
He's at a hospital.
Well, this is even for more serious burns. The man's entire body was coated with a gel described by the manufacturer as highly flammable. And the patient had been warned that any amount of heat or fire could lead to a sudden emulsion. Oh, he could be bursting into flames.
I'm glad no one on this show smokes.
Mm-hmm. The hospital is not releasing details, but said this is a tragic event. Our hearts go on to the family.
No, they don't. No, how old was he?
60.
Well, the only tragedy is that he lived long enough to reproduce and pass on his faulty genes to others. Look, I know that the urge to smoke is a powerful one. I don't know that personally because I don't smoke. Tim doesn't smoke.
No, be bad for the boys.
No, none of us do.
I don't smoke. Tim doesn't smoke.
Yeah, that's right.
Tim doesn't smoke, and neither do I.
Rick, will you stop being an ass?
All I'm saying is, if they're coating your body in something that even the manufacturer, and manufacturers often try to downplay the lethality of their products.
Yes.
When the manufacturer says, this is highly flammable, you should keep away from open flame, heat, sun, sparks, static electricity.
Yeah, one little smoke won't kill me.
I guess that's just sort of a skip to... You don't need to see the math there. You just skip to the bottom of the page. The fact that he's on the fire escape is a real nice touch, though. There's your Darwin Watch for Wednesday on the...
Don't!
Thank you.
Don't!
Another one bites the dust.
Don't.
Another one bites the dust. Take him. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Hey.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do one more here, and then we got to do some crap.
This comes to us out of Florida, the Sunshine State.
In the name of
Miami Beach. In an odd twist of fate, a sister caught her sister's last minutes alive without even knowing. Maria Ramator and her sister were in separate cars on the way back from the Miami Beach area. When Maria saw a fiery car crash, she decided to videotape it with her cell phone. Four people inside that car died, including Maria's sister. Maria didn't find out that was her family's car till the next day. She says she wishes she could have done something to save her.
Well, maybe. Let me understand this now. Was she filming this with a video camera?
Let's see here. No, a cell phone camera.
Hmm. If only there'd been some way she could have alerted the authorities. If only she'd had some amazing technological breakthrough. Maybe something you could take with you that was portable that allowed you to contact the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
If only she'd been equipped with some sort of futuristic device that would allow one to alert the police that a family was burning to death 10 feet away. It also begs the question, what was she planning to do with the footage exactly? I sense $10,000 reward from news tips at local6.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. That's when your karma spills over into somebody else a little bit there. Okay, that was our Florida. Do we have, that was our Florida news there?
Yeah, boy.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's break. Come back, we'll do these phone calls. Then we'll do metal trivia. The bottom of the hour, more of Tim Riley at the City Desk. I do have to read this, sexual assault on a busboy. It's the funny kind, though, so you don't have to worry about it. We got that coming up. Oh, and I will read these metal lyrics that we're not going to use. I'm going to pass on using these last set of metal lyrics that I wrote for a contest, but I will read them so you all can share in, my skill with the quill. And stuff. Okay. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll be back after this. Don't go anywhere. This is Ozzy on Johnson 970. Every time I hear this music, I want to be like, I need more snare. Turn it up. Yo. It's just endlessly. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. We've got these. Rick, how about bigger than L. Ron Hubbard? Well, that is amusing. Rick. How about an Entercom-related band name? Since it was the insertion of Charlie that caused this, just call the band Rick. I don't think we can do that. That's like that guy that wanted us to call the station Rick 970. Let's see.
His name Rick Emerson?
No. I don't know anything about that. Rick, I may be a new listener, but here's an albeit obvious band name submittal. That's okay. We love new listeners. Sarah's O-Face. There you go. I think we have a winner. Yeah. Come on! Sarah's O-Face. All right, let's see. Rick. Where the hell? I've lost the... The Roofies. No, okay. Rick, allow me to correct you. I know of someone in your staff that smokes. It's Sarah. She's smoking. So very, very smoking. Rick. I think that what you're... this is back on the Nick Lachey thing. This was like an hour ago. Rick, I think what you're struggling with is that Nick Lachey is a pretty man, but not necessarily attractive to women. Let's now pretend I never wrote that sentence. That's our good friend Todd the Corpse. Rick, did you know that supposedly Katie Holmes gave birth at the same hospital on the same floor on the same day as Brooke Shields? No, I did not know that. What else do we have here? About biking shorts. Rick, for biking, they make pretty damn cool long baggy-type shorts with a breathable insert. I don't even want to know what that is. They are extremely comfortable. Ooh, he says, Sarah making her breasts look big. Fantastic. Well, that's because you said you were making that comment about making your breasts look large because of Katie Holmes. In honor of Katie
bubonic
Holmes.
Bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague. All right, it's 503-733-2970. We got to do metal trivia here in a minute. Oh, but before we go to the city desk, ooh, Yanni, let me read these lyrics. These are some lyrics that I did not get to use for Spot the Fake Metal lyrics. Because I'm not going out on top because that guy did guess them, but I did fool four people in a row, by the way. We're giving away a chance to get on stage and belt out part of Ronnie James Dio's Rainbow in the Dark here. Sorry. You get a chance to go on stage, belt out the first, I think it's like the first 60, 65 seconds. It's basically this and then the first verse and then the chorus. And then we're going to let five people do that during listener party nine. And then the winner will take home the mantle of all this glorious and metallic and some sort of prize. And so we picked the first, I don't know, whatever, four people by having them spot the fake metal lyric. And yesterday we had to transition to a new thing because I ran out of metal lyrics. We moved to trivia, which we will do again today. This is the song you'll be singing. Let me read a couple of these lyrics that I didn't get a chance to use. Here is the legitimate lyric that I did not get a chance to use. This is, again, Manowar, where all great lyrics come from. Brothers of metal, we are fighting with power and steel. Fighting for metal. Metal that's real. At a certain point, these all just sound like Trey Parker songs. Brothers of metal, we'll always be there. Standing together with hands in the air. Let us drink to the power. Drink to the sound. Thunder and metal are shaking the ground. I did not write these. Drink to your brothers, who are never to fall. We're all brothers of metal, here in the hall.
Hall?
Oh.
Our
hearts are filled with metal, and masters we have none. And we will die for metal. Metal heals, my son! There you go. Should I put those down?
You're freaking everybody out.
You're scaring everyone.
That's what I do. All right, let's see. Let me read a couple emails, then we'll do the calls, then we'll do the city desk. Then we'll break and we'll do the contest. Let's see. Subject line, schoolgirl / crap stack. because, you know, it is a long-standing tradition. Long-standing. At the regular listener parties, that any female listener who comes dressed like a schoolgirl gets a little something from the bag of crap. This time it's the Johnson 970 crap stack. At one of the parties, I told that little guy that came around, that'd be Richie Bristol, by the way, late of Entercom, now unemployed. I told that little guy that came around with a lady Schick razor, no thank you. Remember when we were giving away Schick razors for like five parties in a row?
Oh my gosh, Schick razors, like, I think mints and matchbooks.
Mentos, and at one point they gave us Gustav and Daria toothbrushes to give away. Keep in mind, Gustav and Daria had been fired and off the air for like a year by that point.
Were there toothbrushes on both sides?
No. What?
Well, like a two-sided toothbrush?
No.
One side for Daria, the other side for the other fellow?
They weren't really their toothbrushes.
Oh, okay.
They were glow-in-the-dark toothbrushes. It was a glow-in-the-dark toothbrush. I think they were still NRK at that point. They said 94.7 NRK. Gustav and Daria in the morning. And we'd like, in like a Comic Sans font. And then it was a toothbrush. And they I went to the promotions room, like, what can we have to give away that screams Rick Emerson show? Here you go, here's a Gustav and Daria toothbrush. Like, that was it. Then, for like five parties in a row, we had individual Schick razors to give away. That was our gift. Now, individual cans of Fresca. I swear to Christ, that's what we have. Oh, and some George Foreman grills. She says, I might enjoy a Fresca. If there are any chicks that need a ride to the listener party, let me know. No dudes, your listeners scare me.
Who is that from?
That's from our good friend Kara, who came as a gothic schoolgirl.
Oh, Kara, balloons.
Yeah, the balloon girl.
Which we know for one reason, Rick knows for another.
Oh, the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you meant something else. Thank you. Oh. All right, okay. Okay, Sarah, you have to produce here. Should I do phones?
I'm just questioning what I'm doing with my life.
Oh, don't even think about it.
This is the wrong time to be doing that. You can worry about that at 3. You worry about that Friday.
Yeah, let's do the phones, and then...
Here's what we have to do. We have to do the phones, we have to do the contest, we have to do Tim.
All right, let's do the phones, the contest break, and then Tim.
All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hey, this is Dimitri.
Hi. Shouldn't you be in jail right about now?
No,
you're turning
to Multnomah County, so I'm doing good now.
You're turning over a new leaf. You're taking your life to the positive tip.
Of course.
Okay. What?
I got a comment on all these people that say they aren't going.
Yeah.
I'm going, and I have really bad social anxiety. They have no question to not want to go.
Now, what is the manner of? Are you like agoraphobic? Or are you just nervous around people?
I just get shaky and like my adrenaline pumps and stuff. And
now, this isn't some sort of a thing that ends with you killing people, is it?
Why no?
Oh God.
Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, good times for all. So that's what I'm saying. These people are sissies.
The only people that can say that they can't go are people that are under 21 that aren't allowed in bars.
That's what I'm saying. Otherwise, you have no excuse. There's no rationale. There's no justification. There's nothing that holds water.
And a friend of mine that listens to your show a lot now, she's coming, and she's not 21, but she's going to hang outside.
She's going to stand outside on the sidewalk so she can just get the radiated glory, just the vibe, the smell of the Rick Emerson listener party experience. Is she cute?
Yeah.
What celebrity would you say she most resembles? Are you looking? Is she there now?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Talk to her real quick.
What's her name?
Tara.
Tara?
Tara.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's start through her.
Hello.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Rick Emerson. Are you now? Is it true that you're a listener of the show now?
Yeah.
Dimitri has turned you on to the show.
Yeah.
God bless you, Todd. Now, you're not 21, and so, of course, it would be wrong for you to attend. You will be lurking on the perimeter outside in a legal zone. What celebrity would you say you most resemble, Tara? I know you've been told you look like somebody. Who would you say it is?
Yeah, nobody's told me about that, actually.
But in your own estimation, who would you say that you look like?
Who would you say I look like celebrity-wise? I have no idea.
Everybody looks like somebody.
I guess I'm unique is what he said. I don't know.
Oh.
Did you guys want me to wear my blue Squirrel Girl skirt?
Yes. Wait, let's check. Yes, yes, we do. We've asked everyone now. Yes, we do.
Okay.
God bless you, Tara.
I'll do that.
God bless you.
Oh, I also wanted to say that I actually did like the name of your band.
Raiders of the Lost Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah!
I was thinking it would be a... It sounded actually a lot better for the name of an album.
Oh, well, but in general, though, you like it.
Yeah, I do.
Tara, you are my new best...
That's quite clever.
Yeah, you are my new best friend. You know, there's always openings in radio. One can never tell when one might have to replace somebody. So you should drop off a resume and a headshot and whatever else here at the radio. Have you ever thought about a career in radio?
I have, actually, yeah. A lot of people tell me my voice is good on the radio. So
I'm one of those people. I'm your new biggest fan, Tara. All right, we'll see.
Well, I've never had a fan before, so that's cool.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. Well, we'll see you on Thursday, standing in a legally permissible zone, far away from an alcohol serving area at Sabalas.
All right.
Thank you, Tara.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That's how devoted people are to the show. They're willing to stand outside. Outside, one might say, the velvet rope.
Kyle did that once, didn't he, when he wasn't 21?
He did. Waiting for the day when he would sometime, you know, you know what it is? It's sort of like the sixth person who doesn't have a golden ticket. Standing outside, just watching those little spinny dolls catch fire.
But camping out, waiting for the next Star Wars movie.
Yes.
So at listener parties, don't we all have the golden ticket?
It's true.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Contest. Well, we have to clear the phone lines. That is to say, you have to clear the phone lines. We're going to take caller. This is the best part, because she has to hang up on the people who are there.
Get out. Get out.
What is that? What are you shouting get out for?
I'm helping her clear the phone line.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, if I was Donna Mike, I'd just go through and like, ding, ding. Lycus does that, too. There is a button here that's like drop all that I've never pressed. It's like the, anyway.
Intimate sin and or despicable savior.
Yeah.
Despicable savior. Thank you. No. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Go with God.
Bye. Emerson jumped there in line.
All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. We take callers 5 and 6 now. Kate, callers 5 and 6 right now to play useless metal trivia. Callers 5 and 6 right now. We are going to ask you pointless metal trivia. The person who answers this metal trivia to the greatest efficacy and efficiency, he will be blah, blah, blah.
Melanie bring
it up
had
on
a
stage.
Good one.
Which is what?
Botched vasectomy.
Okay. Botch is a good word. It's kind of like crotch. It's sort of unpleasant.
No, botch is actually pleasant.
Yeah, botch is in a separate area.
let's take
just
the...
alone.
Okay, we'll take the... I'm just going to sit here. You know, while we're waiting here, we're just going to play a little... This is just in preparation for the medal contest.
Here's Baby I'ma Want You from Bread.
Oh, I see it like another 3 seconds there, though.
There was a bling.
And it's always on a station like On Color 98. Making the workday go by faster.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I just can't live without.
This is sort of like Desiderata music. This is sort of a... Avoid loud and aggressive persons, for they are vexations to the spirit. I gotta bring, you know what?
That came out right before Columbine, that song. Remember, it was like number one that week, and then the week after that was Columbine.
You're talking about the Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Desiderata from like 71, though. You remember Desiderata, don't you?
Yeah, there was a big poster for that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I have, you know what I have? I'll bring this in next week after the party's done. I have the full LP for Desiderata by Les Crane. Oh. It's 10 spoken word songs by that guy, and they're terrible.
We must hear those.
All right. Are we ready?
Fred Meyer. Right.
Okay. It's 503-733-2970. Do not call now because we are now ready to begin this. Let's now roll the medal contest music and... All right. All right, hold on. We'll take caller one. Hi, caller number one. Who is this?
It's Fred.
Fred?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Fred. How are you, sir?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, me, I'm dandy. Fred, how are the kids?
No kids.
Okay. Well, moving on. Let's see. Call number two. Hi. How is this? Well, I was trying to be relatable, and then there he had nothing. Who's this?
This Mark.
Mark, how are you today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
All right. Here's the deal, Fred. Mark, I'm going to give you guys some rock and roll trivia. The person who is the most victorious, person who answers the most correct, will go on stage tomorrow, Listener Party 9, to belt out 60 seconds of Rainbow in the Dark by Ronnie James Dio. Up for grabs, fantastic. Not really. Up for grabs, prizes. Let's just say that. Let's not use any modifiers at this point. But the glory of metal. Are you guys ready to fight for the glory of metal?
Ready. Yes.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Here's the deal. If you think you know the answer, just say your name. Fred, you say Fred. Mark, you say Mark. And then you'll have 10 seconds to give me an answer. All right. Here. Listen to that. They're all just like jumping. Give me the questions. All right. Question the first. Revenge and Dynasty are two albums by what band?
Mark.
Mark?
Yes.
What is it? What is it?
Kiss.
Yes. An early lead for Mark. The answer is Kiss. Question the second. What phrase was drunkenly mangled to create the phrase Inna Gada Davida?
Mark.
Mark?
In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, look at that. Two in a row for Mark. All right, Fred.
Woo-hoo.
Fred's still time for you to come back. All right.
I don't think so.
No, Fred, you got another three here at least. All right. Okay, no pressure, though. All right. Question the third. Cliff Burton was the original bass player for what band?
Mark.
Mark, go.
Metallica.
All right. All right.
Good afternoon.
Fred, you can still tie it up, though.
I don't think so.
All right. Finish.
This guy is good.
Finish this lyric. Peace sells.
Mark.
Okay, yes.
But who's buying?
Fantastic. Mark, all right. Mark, do you want to show off just by naming? Do you want to answer the other two?
I can answer pretty much any metal trivia you ask. Holy moly.
All right, well, I'm going to let you spike the ball a little bit here. I'm going to ask you two more. Now, these are not so much metal, but they are rock. Can you name...
Say my name?
Can you name three of the original members of Poison?
Yeah, I can name all of them. Bobby Dahl, Ricky Rocket, CC DeVille, and Brett Michaels.
All right, and finally... Who was the original artist behind the Quiet Riot hit Come On, Feel the Noise?
Say that one more time, please.
Who was the original artist behind the Quiet Riot hit Come On, Feel the Noise? Who originally did that song?
Do you mean the band? Or
yes,
the music
the band.
Lineup?
The band. Who originally recorded Come On, Feel the Noise?
That's a cover tune?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Your Achilles heel.
Is it what?
No, we see your weakness. We see the chink in your armor.
Quiet Riot's not really a metal band to me.
well, fair enough. No, it is Slade. The answer is Slade, should anybody ask in the future. But you did...
Wow.
Look at that. Fred just hung up. Fred's just gone. All right. Well, sorry, Fred.
You just happened to ask questions that I knew.
No, but you got five. Well, see, that come on, feel the noise is the bonus. That was the tiebreaker. It doesn't even really count.
Wow.
Congratulations, Mark.
Hey, and then, what the funny thing is, that's probably the only one Fred knew.
Oh, listen to the taunting. That's just dancing in the
Mark,
end zone.
Mark, you need to kick him while he's down.
All right, Mark.
I mean, you have some hard metal questions. Megadeth, a lot of people don't really know about.
No, it's okay because this
because
is for
they
the,
know more about Metallica.
This is for a metal contest. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold. Sarah's going to get your number, and we will see you tomorrow at Listener Party 9. Hang on, Mark.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back. The Rick Emerson Show continues after this on Johnson 970. Don't go anywhere. Into your own. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland.
How did that feel, Rick? That instant karma in your face.
What?
You hit yourself in the face with your headphones. Shh.
No one saw that. It's like it didn't happen. Okay. It's all just gone rapidly downhill during the commercial break. I didn't get to the story about the busboy who was sexually assaulted in a funny way. We're going to get to Tim Riley in a second. Which line?
I think it's one.
All right. I cannot believe we don't have a damn band name. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Chad.
Hey, Chad. How can I help you?
Hey, I got a couple names for you.
All right.
First one is Fetus Fajitas.
Fetus Fajitas.
Yeah, there you
Fetus
go.
Fetus Fajitas.
Yes, I heard it.
Wow, that's... No, it's fun to say.
Well, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't
let's
it?
Let's just say it over and over again, shall we? Okay, and what is the other one, although it seems like that one would be hard to top?
Second one is Magenta Placenta.
Okay, it's kind of a Rocky Horror, kind of a medical school kind of a thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
There it goes. Of the two, I like Magenta Placenta more.
No, Fetus Fajitas has, like, the best flow to it.
It does, doesn't it?
I think so.
Bring your kids
Fetus
to see...
Fajitas.
Stop. Stop saying that. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat, Tim Riley reporting. Well, if you want to know the real reason Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson called it quits...
I do.
Well, don't ask him.
Oh.
I'll tell you how I knew my marriage was over, he told Rolling Stone. I was told. I never wanted a divorce. I wanted us to be happy. I guess we differed on strategy. When you want a reality television program, your life ceases to be a reality. It becomes TV. During those months we weren't fighting, I was in an overall state of tension. It was suffocating and getting worse and worse.
We differed on strategy? That sounds like love.
I'd marry her all over again because... I still love her.
And because he gets half of her crap. All right.
News in the red state of Wyoming. An Ogala Sioux Indian who says fire is essential for his traditional sweat lodge has charged a second time with violating a town ordinance against open fires and such things. Terry Richards scheduled for a bench trial April 25th on his first citation.
Terry Richards is a name that just exudes natural Indian heritage.
Mm-hmm. He's an Ogala Sue.
I'm curious.
He operates his own sweat lodge.
Oh, please. Everybody I meet is, I'm 145th Indian. Just shut your hole.
Time for the Hick Watch.
Here's your Hick Watch for Fetus of Fetus.
Copenhagen, the way I know it should. Well, I put a little chew in my mouth, go spitting, slobbering on around the house.
Did you ever think about the kind of radio show we do? Did you ever lay awake at night and stare at the ceiling and just wonder what's waiting for you when you die? Man, me either. Here's that, Tim.
This comes to us from Fort Payne, Alabama.
Fort Payne.
A Georgia man who traveled to Alabama was hospitalized after jumping from the side of Alabama's DeSoto Falls and plunging 150 feet before hitting the water. The leap wasn't a suicide attempt, since several eyewitnesses reported hearing him say before he jumped...
Wait for it.
Watch this.
Every redneck's last words.
Tim Whitehead superintendent of DeSoto State Parks and 23-year-old Jason Carter of Tryon, Georgia, jumped from the east side of the canyon around 3 p.m. Monday. He was airlifted to Erringer Hospital in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Watch this.
After rescue personnel spent 3 hours removing him from the canyon.
How deep was the water?
Yeah, let's see. It doesn't say. Whitehead said Carter landed in an area of water that's 10 feet deep or less. He told rescuers that he hit something underwater.
No, like maybe the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe would that be the earth that you hit there? Oh, fantastic.
So it's about the size of Klamath Falls, if not bigger.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's good times. All right, there you go. That's kind of like those albino hamsters that can't reproduce. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They try, but they just can't. There's your Hick Watch for...
Copenhagen makes me feel so good. Copenhagen, the way I know it should. Well, I put a little chew in my mouth, go spitting, slobbering on around the house. Copenhagen makes me feel so good. How about you?
All right. I got all this email about the listener party. I have this thing about the garden hose. I think it's a good time. What's the phone call? Rick, how about the Dirty Rotten Rockstars? That's good, but it's got to be taken. That's one of those names that just, you know that there's a band out there called that. Probably on MySpace right now. Yeah.
Why don't you take, because both of these are band name suggestions.
How could that go wrong? Okay. I was just going to sit here in peaceful contemplation for a couple minutes.
You can do that in 2 minutes.
Thank you. Wait, hold on. Hi, Rick Emerson chose this.
This is Dan.
Dan, what's up?
Nothing, my man. You know, rednecks from Idaho, at least we strap ourselves in kayaks before we go sending ourselves over 60-foot waterfalls.
No, 150 feet, I think, is how much it was. 150 feet into less than 10 feet of water. It's
world record's like 130 feet in a kayak, so it's feasible.
It's good times.
Anyway.
What's up, Dan? How can I help you today?
I just brainstorms of band names. I'll go from worst to least worst. Stem and the Three Caps.
Stem and the Three Caps?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mushroom reference.
Oh, I see. It's a... Okay, yes.
Or, this is it right here, my friend. Intercom killed my radio star.
Intercom killed my radio star. That's actually not bad, but that's almost like calling... That's that one of those things like, let's call the station Emerson 970. And I would feel... I don't know. It just feels a little too self-promotional. How do you all feel about that?
Cut to the chase and just call it God Radio, man.
God Radio.
We'll see you tomorrow night, okay?
Thank you, sir. I will see you then, 7 p.m. Sabalas Montaper. Thank you. Spread the word, my brother.
I'll have my hot girl with me.
Excellent. There you go. Thank you.
Cool, bye.
All right, there you go. One more before the show is over. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What is your name, sir or madam, as the case may be?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm adorable, Lisa. How can I help you on this fine Wednesday?
I have a band name for Sarah.
For Sarah, not for me. Not for Rick. No one cares about Rick. Rick's just the steak knives. Rick's incidental. He's ancillary. I'm an appendix. Fine. Go ahead. Sarah, why don't you talk to Lisa? I'm going to sit back here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. The Afterbirth Renaissance.
Awesome. Rick, did you hear that?
No, I didn't. Apparently,
the
I'm
Afterbirth
not meant...
Renaissance.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I think his feelings are a little hurt over the whole Indiana Jones rock thing.
It's a genius name. Raiders of the Lost Rock.
That's great, too.
See? Yep. Okay, now you're back in my good graces. You are now once again my friend. Lisa
was in your good graces the second she opened her mouth.
It's pretty much true. basically, as soon as you were born a woman, you were in my good graces.
That's...
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Are you coming tomorrow? Lisa?
Lisa, you've got to come.
I'm falling out of my graces.
I am too old.
Wait a minute, too old? How old are you?
How old is too old?
I have to go to a board meeting tomorrow.
You'll be bored there.
7 o'clock?
Starts at 6:30, a school board meeting.
I'm going to get a gun, and we're going to come bring you a
nobody
gun
cares about the public school system at all.
Oh, no.
Somebody has to.
Children can fend for themselves. Screw the children.
That's how old I am.
Fine, you're dead to me.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Well, she took that rather well. We want you to come anyway, big stupid girl.
A school board meeting like that.
All right, Rick
help.
Emerson Show, blah, 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 Goddard, yada, yada, Roop, Sarah Dillon, Tim Riley, blah, 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 bastards, grinding down. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't go anywhere, Rick Emerson Show. Like us next.